Blog Talk Radio.
Why you still jet lagging? I only sleep when I watch my little cousin snapping. Money coming, but my patience is the issue. Keep them waiting till they make you pen bleeding like a menstrual. Sure, I said, look a nigga in his eyes. The revolution would not be televised. Not a TV swagger, won't live a lie. Nigga, cop and be your best bet is at least my vibe. Yeah, now they trying to bump shoulders. Chop it up, spit it out, see if they really fly. I don't like the smoke, but I can get really high. Show you how I got the game analyzed. Kinda hard to believe. Niggas really make the task hard to achieve. But bitch, I got keys, so ain't no doors locked. I'ma take you straight to the top. You slippin' unless the haters gon' watch. Ha, gang, 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 I drop my draw, she drop her jaw. I'm a king in the truest sense, oh lord. Money makes sense, I only know to go hard. I'm more than a problem cause I can't be solved. You ain't saying nothing, you lucking, it's really highball. Better than my rap and a captain highball. Now I see why I got me a black little eyeball. All my niggas hungry, man, I got y'all. Hey, this is for the pimp, this is for the hustler, this is for the shit. All the dudes run so I can shine like this. Baby, take the picture, I'ma pose for a slit. Yeah, niggas only hate me cause I can't hate my music. Make my own beats and I don't cheat, I really do this. I'm about to go stupid. Watch, LeBron on the court, let me take the last shot. Game time, kickball, which kid is that? Me gone, hold up, bring it back.
Charlotte, you heard it, it's Cee-Lo from Chesapeake. It's O'Mare. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
All right, all right. That joke was funny. She was like, hey.
Right.
But no, what was even more funny, she was like, yeah, that was somebody with some song.
Right.
Woo! Bony Nachos, well, good evening, everybody.
Hey, hey. Now, Guy.
Only on this show.
Okay, we stay laughing. That was good.
Yes, it heals.
It's October 7th. I'm not sure if you all are in tune, but tomorrow is the Day of Atonement. What exactly is the need for atonement? What is atonement? It's simply, you know, the day of repentance. Each and every one of us has something that we probably should be repentant for. You know,
oh, wow.
If you don't think so, we're going to pray for you. But tomorrow is Day of Atonement all throughout the land. So, you know, take some time, pause for the calls, take a moment of silence, and atone. Try to get it right. A question, if you were to die today, you going to heaven or hell? If you don't know, get back with me.
What? All I was going to say, like, I'm
going to heaven. I know where I'm going.
That's what's good.
I'm going to the great by and by, to the upper room. Yeah.
All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Toya? Are you on mute, baby?
She on mute, too.
How you doing, baby? Okay. Yes, we miss you.
Yeah. Hey, Toya, what's going on? Good to hear you.
That's how your week went. Yeah. You can't be on mute. That's against the law. She put the phone down and walked away. I promise.
I don't think it's her, but I blame her for that. 917-889-2929.
Okay. I'm not sure what
that was.
I mean, do you need help? You need to call 911? I mean, blink twice.
That sounds like Omer.
Not blowing in the phone.
Hold on. You didn't make me come to a complete stop in the middle of the road to let you know it is not Domare. You will not. You will not, okay? No.
I'm telling you, Toya, blink twice if you need us to call 911.
Can you not hear me?
Yes,
no.
Okay. Well, I was speaking before, so someone's not working the board correctly is all I have to say.
Oh, damn.
Because I didn't make any changes to what I'm doing. So, I mean, I don't know.
I can't take
pineapples. I don't like your pineapples.
But what I was saying before is, you know, though Mary on here talking about she going to the upper room, and that's nice. There's a lot of people who think they're going to the upper room, not saying you're not though Mary. But there's plenty of people that won't make it there. They'll be in the basement, the dingy basement below. So, yeah, y'all need to repent. Get to ask for forgiveness.
Oh, goodness. So what about people who give themselves today?
You know. You know. Why don't you know? I know. In the upper room.
Oh, boy.
Hey, on a smoothed out R&B tip, we'll be right back. We're going to see the upper room. We're going to give Dee Dee an opportunity to think about the upper room. We'll be back, everybody. Yes,
love ain't got no flaws, y'all. On that note, I hopped in my car and found my way to the Love Boulevard.
Radio Live, AJC Media, it's Friday Night Cypher. We got Tim, Toya, DD. We even got my man Coop out in DC checking this out. How's everybody feeling tonight?
Well,
they good.
Yeah. Toya didn't like that last song we played, but.
I surely didn't. That needs to go on the Do Not Playlist.
Really?
I didn't like that. No, I didn't like that at all.
Wow.
He sound like me when I'm trying to sing when I first wake up in the morning. Damn mess. I didn't like it. Don't like it.
Funny.
Oh, goodness.
There's no way.
Me laugh all night.
Song.
Well, it's okay because that's what we do here on TM Hyman Radio Live. We will play it at least one time.
Hold on, I just want to say this. If we still playing Inked Up, we going to still play Jason Jet Point.
I know that's right.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Look,
I have to like
that
a little bit.
Right.
Exactly. That's what, and I hate that song.
Inked Up ain't like one of my best things to listen to either, however.
Exactly. Hey, everybody
okay,
get
okay,
one. I'm telling you. Look, everybody gets one.
Yeah.
I guess.
Because Tim loves that put me
I
in
guess.
The game. You like to put me in the game, right, Tim?
That's right.
Well, you like it, right? Like, and I don't
put
like
me
that
in the
game,
Coach.
Absolutely. That's my jam right there.
Right, exactly. So everybody gets a song.
Well, needless to say, the list of songs that people don't like is starting to grow, so we need some new music to be sent in from you, unsigned artists. This isn't working out.
Right, I agree.
TM Hyman Radio Live at Gmail, straight up.
TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com, please and thank you.
I will admit, I have been slacking on my pimping. I apologize. Well, I have put in some things, you know, that probably otherwise I would not have played. I want to apologize to the public and whoever has just opened their door.
Like, who's
okay,
not
that
on
that was
you?
Me. That was Dee Dee.
Come on,
Dormer,
get it together.
Oh, whatever.
Man, listen. We're going to get you some kind of, got to keep you still for like.
I'm always moving. I know. Things have to be done.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You got your surrogate husband on the line from D.C. What's up, Coop?
What's going on?
Husband. What in the world?
Because he's waiting for you to get rich. So
there's a lazy
care.
Husband who don't want to work and want that woman to take care of him.
Exactly.
That's what Coop is.
That's why I say he's waiting for you to get rich.
No, that's not going to work, Coop. Wait a minute.
I want you to take care of me when I get sick. I don't want you to be like, okay, you've been sick for 2 weeks. Now you got to get your ass out there and get a job.
2 weeks? Wait a minute. That's kind of long. I'll give you a few days. You better get it together. Wait a minute. You're not going
you
to be lying around my house looking crazy.
And you want me to make the most money.
You better get up.
You better go work.
Nutrilite multivitamins in your system.
Some
Rhodiola and keep it moving. I don't know what to tell you.
It's
not going to be no 2 week layover.
Some Siberian energy. You better go do something.
Something.
Keep us
food
of
the
new. Come on,
Dee Dee. So, Dee Dee, with your $2.6 million a year, I gotta take my $30,000 a year check and pay the house note so that you can buy knickknacks.
Damn right. You got it. You couldn't paraphrase it any other way.
That's what she said, brother. She needs your salary. She needs your salary for the knickknacks.
I know
that's
all right. I'm gonna leave her
and her little $2.6 million a year for Oprah. So now.
Oh, That's all right because you can't leave. We're not gonna get rid of the life insurance policy I'm gonna have on you. I don't care where you go.
You got the rhythm and blues, a little bit when you're through, so everybody just stay in tune, yeah, because your body won't move if you can't feel the groove, so everybody just stay in tune, homie, you're hotter than June, and you look coming soon, so everybody just stay in tune, yeah, I'm on the book and they pull me to the simple of tune, now everybody just stay in tune,
stay in tune, homie, check your fucking frequency, hold it down, cause these cats ain't seeing me, niggas screaming thug shit, no big, won't show you face. In the streets, me mugging is messed up. Gonna take the seconds, no time for backup. Call your lady up, take it to a bar. Later on, she performing like a four star. Now you're rapping hard, you a lame side. Got your ass kicked, then I hit the pussy right. I'm flying something that I'll never be. Do us all a favor, see yourself please. I'm beat up on that moon path. Mind on the passions, on the fucking track. Pop a lot of shit, gotta follow it. Cause I stay with a clip.
You know.
J.R. was like a wolf when he's hungry. Without any competition in front of me. Niggas pitching hard, what you saying, Black? Knock niggas out the park, baseball bat.
You got the rhythm and blues, I'm in the book on your crew. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. Because your body won't move if you can't feel the groove. So everybody just stay in tune. Homie, you're hotter than June, and you're coming soon. So everybody just stay in tune, yeah. I'm on the book and they move into the symbol of June.
Lock, hardcore hip hop, rockin' it, don't stop. Word to the dreadlock in the weed spot, sipping on getting stout, fucking weed hot, nigga know what I'm talking about. From the yard to the stars and beyond, my flow is universal and my word is my bond. Photon blast, speaking shape from the rap bitch. I'm on fire, I seem a cold bass bitch. I'm out with five feet lame with a damn free. Uncircumcised, so I give a ass more meat. With my feet up, rolling up big blunt. Fuck them stunts, I'm motherfucking G'd up. From the fetus to the grave on the power grind. Look in my eyes, all you see is dollar signs. Any means necessary, mine. Menace to society, threat to mankind.
Rhythm and blues, I lay the bump on your groove, so everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, because your body won't move if you can't feel the groove, so everybody just stay in tune. Homies are hotter than June, and you look coming soon, so everybody just stay in tune. Yeah, I'm on the floor, give me room into the temple of doom. Now everybody just stay in tune.
Yeah. HAC, TM Holler Radio Live, 917-889-2926. Jump on it. It is 1023 in the city, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. We got CeeLo live out of Charlotte, Do Man live out of Chesapeake, Coria live out of Delaware, and my man Coop out of Washington, D.C. Hey, what about the baby that's missing in Kansas City, Missouri? Yo,
I'm hearing about missing
kids. And these parents killing these babies. What's cracking?
You think they killed the baby?
Now, the mother, I heard on Fox News that the mother failed the lie detector test miserably. They used the word miserably.
Oh, no. I didn't hear that.
Can I just say this? That when I saw that, I don't know when it was. I don't know if it was last night or this morning. But the lady was crying really hard, you know, on TV. This is the one about the baby who they said she had gone to sleep, put the baby to sleep, and the husband came home from work, and the baby was gone, and the door was open and all that crap. Okay.
Right.
So while they were interviewing them, this is fresh, like right then going on. When they asked her some question, I can't even think of what it was. She looked at him first, and then she answered, but she never looked at them when she was answering. She was looking at him when she was answering. And he was just sitting there looking stupid, like, He was trying to cry, but he couldn't. I was just like, man, something's going on with that. I was like, watch, she's going to come back, and then she's going to be the one who killed the kids. I mean, come on, man. If y'all don't want them, it's people who want them. They got adoption. I mean, I think you can still put the babies on the nun thing. Come on. I mean, you got options. Don't kill the kids.
What the hell is the nun thing?
What is the nun thing? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Sorry. You know, remember when it was rampant at one point, where they would put the babies in a basket and put it on the stairs of the church?
Yeah. You can take a child, a newborn, in to hospitals now because they had so many people that were killing newborns when they had them right after delivery. So that was, a few years back that law went into effect. You can actually take the baby to the hospital. You can just drop it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, how about this, though? You can take your child. You can take the child to the fire station, and they will take
any quote unquote safe haven. Yeah, like a fire station, hospital, police station.
You know, police station, right? Or call them and they'll come get the baby. Like the thing is, it's too many people who can't have children. They just legalize gay marriage. You know how many gay people are gonna want babies now? I mean, come on, man. You got too many options right now. Back in the day, they would kill them because they didn't want to embarrass their families. Now, everybody gets pregnant, and it's like nothing now. You know, I don't know. It's crazy.
Let's not pass judgment, people. Let's not pass judgment.
That's not.
They say if he failed miserably. Needless to say, we still don't know
what he failed at.
They haven't broke yet. You know what I'm saying? They're sticking to their story mighty hard.
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, if they did do something, they're going to last for, a short time because they've already been on TV, so they've already exposed themselves. So if it's going to come out, it's going to come out soon, within the next couple of days.
You know.
A mess. There's a woman here in Delaware that tried to sell her baby for $15,000.
Get the hell out of here.
And her family turned her in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just a couple of weeks ago.
In the blue blazes.
Baby to who, though? Like, what is that?
Some man that she said always helped her take care of the child, I believe, and whenever the child needed something, he would give money or whatever. So I'm not understanding why she had to sell the baby. Like, if he was already taken care of, why would you not just give the child? I don't know all of the details, but the fact that someone's trying to sell the child, I don't know.
She wanted to get something out of it. That's what it was. She wanted something out of it. She wasn't a good person. She wanted to get something out of it.
That's crazy. Like, for real. Yeah. Like, again, I don't know. Who does that?
That is crazy. Mm-hmm.
Leave the kids alone, people. Kids alone.
Absolutely. Let's flip the topic and go to the world of politics. This is not a good week for President Obama. The Republicans are really on his heels. He tried to breathe life back into his jobs bill this week. But, you know, I mean, the bottom line, I sat and watched a couple of interviews today, and this is what the Republicans say. The Republicans say to hell with the president. They said they're going to sit and they're going to hold out until they can replace him this time next year. Keep talking. All you're doing is flapping your lips. That is what the Republicans feel about our Democratic president. Are we fighting a losing battle here? Is the president going to be hoisted, regardless of what's happening?
I gotta disagree with you. I don't think it's a bad week for Obama. I think it's a good week for Obama because of what you're saying. But he has to stick to his guns and keep on saying, pass my jobs bill, pass the jobs bill, pass the jobs bill, and let them keep on saying, we're not going to do anything. Because if he keeps on saying it long enough, the American people, especially with those Wall Street protesters, the Occupy movements going on all around the country, people are going to start to listen. They're going to say, hey, look, he wants to do this. He wants to do something that's going to put people back to work, but the Republicans are holding him back. And so I think it's a good week for him.
Is he playing politics, though, man? I mean, is he really leading the country, or is it campaign time? See, I struggle with this passage of jobs bill because I think he's campaigning right now. I don't think he's leading. I don't think he's leading the country.
Oh, it's definitely campaigning. He's campaigning. I mean, but I don't blame him. You got to campaign. I mean, everybody's campaigning right now. Yeah, everybody's campaigning. Herman Cain is. Yeah, Herman Cain is campaigning.
He's campaigning harder. He's actually picking up a lot of followers, too.
17% of the vote right now, Herman Cain.
Right, and that's pretty good for someone who is really he was an underdog. Like, he was not in the forefront of the race. He's not somebody that most people looked at as someone who would make it, but he's starting to, like, slowly pick up followers. I think that's kind of cool.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me jump in here before we give Herman Cain too many kudos and everything. I know a lot of people say black people have their right to choose which party they want to do, and we can't get mad at the black Republicans. Well, me personally, I say damn that. You have your right to your own opinion, except for your right to your own opinion means that you're going to hurt other people. And black Republicans... their opinion hurts other people, so I don't respect that right. I don't respect Herman Cain. Last night, Herman Cain did an interview with Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC, and Lawrence O'Donnell asked him about what he was doing during the Civil Rights Movement. Some people got upset with Lawrence O'Donnell because of that. But the thing is, Herman Cain wrote about his times doing what he was doing in the 60s and why he would talk about how instead of sitting in the front of the bus, when the bus driver told him and his family to get up, they went to the back because they wanted to avoid trouble. And so Lawrence O'Donnell was like, you wrote about it in your book, so that means it's fair game for me to ask you about the Civil Rights Movement. Herman Cain tried to say, oh, I wasn't old enough. But then it comes out he was in college in the early 60s, so he was old enough during the Civil Rights Movement.
He is old.
He's like George Bush. He don't care about black people.
Well, I think that's kind of hard to say.
I don't want to say that about Herman Cain, but I do want to challenge not only your listeners, but I want to challenge this panel. I want you all to check out Herman Cain's 999 plan and see if you understand it and the impact to African-Americans, specifically those poor African-Americans here in the United States of America. We'll be right back. It's 10:31. We're talking about Herman Cain and our upcoming presidential election. You're inside the cipher, baby.
I should have never gave the dog a bone. Now shorty keeps blowing up my phone. The chick won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. Popping up at the crib unannounced. Doing everything just to be around me. She's a stalker. Shorty, she's a stalker.
I guess the wood's good, huh? Go figure, that's why they call me Wood. She a go-getter, sleeping in the wood, sneaking through the hood, no quitter. Shorty follow me like Twitter. Never seen a sister so obsessed, and I'm so stressed. Yes, I guess I gotta sprung out the way you stick my tongue out. That's why shorty dumb out. She dumb out. I see somebody peeping through my window. While I'm sleeping, she creeping to get my info. I never really knew what I was in for. I should've never knocked her down like Kimbo. Like the way I lay you down, she a nympho. She know more about me than all my kinfo. Said I'm the only one she care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should've never gave the dog a bone. Now I'm sure he keeps blowing up my phone. But she won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. I'm out at the crib unannounced. Doing everything just to be around me. Yeah, she's a stalker. Shorty, she's a stalker.
She's like a private investigator. With my privacy, she keeps surprising me. Hey, day when I hop up in the driver's seat, like MJ, always feel like somebody's watching me. Hiding in the bush with binoculars, is it cause I'm popular? Why she keep popping up? Like the paparazzi, just can't get enough. In the hot seat, ain't no stopping her. Now she camping out outside the telly. Sex after sex, blowing up my celly. What happens next, can somebody tell me? I see it's getting hot in her like Nelly. Really, Jelly and me being a true jock. Open her jukebox, now she on the rooftop. Who stops? Said I'm the one you care about. Wanna know my whereabouts, so I can wear it out.
I should've never gave the dog a bone. Now shorty keeps blowing up my phone. But she won't leave me alone. Shorty, she's a stalker. She's a stalker. Got the crib unannounced. Doing everything just to be around me. Yeah, she's a stalker. Shorty, she's a stalker. Oh,
she popping up by the crib. Never told her where you live. That's for shorty is. Messages just to get the biz, just for shorty is. Now she's sending gifts to your dog, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost. If she popping up by the crib, never told me where you live. That's for shorty is. If she leaving tons of messages just to get the biz, just for shorty is. Now she's sending gifts to your dog, which I really ain't involved. Tell her to get lost.
You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live.
That was Jay Styles with Stalker here on the Rock Friday Night Cypher, and you're tuning in to TM Hyman Radio Live. Right now we're talking about some politics. Cash has given us our homework for the weekend, so when we come back next week, we should all be well informed and knowledgeable on the 999 plan. Is it, Terrence?
That's right. Herman Cain, 999. It's an interesting plan. Very interesting. He thinks it's the solution. And I want to get some perspective because I'm not sure, I'm not sure.
Hey, well, you know I already got my opinion.
We know what that is. Let's hold that until we get to discuss it sometime next week because I know that's a whole hour in itself. But, you know, sticking with the politics, have you guys heard about Rick Perry's pastor? He was at a conservative gathering Friday, actually today, and he was actually speaking on Mitt Romney, saying that he's not a Christian, he's in a cult because he's a Mormon, people shouldn't support him. Have you guys heard about all of that that happened at the rally?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, see, the pastor is the pastor who actually introduced Governor Rick Perry at the conservative gathering that they held today. His name is Robert, I think, Jeffress. He's a senior pastor at First Baptist Church in Dallas. So, you know, he made some remarks about Mitt Romney that he probably could have left out, especially being a pastor. But just talking about how he's in a cult because he's Mormon and people shouldn't back him. He's not a Christian. He's not a good presidential candidate. So, you know, it's a lot of nastiness going on within politics
dirty
right
game.
Now.
Dirty game,
yeah,
dirty game.
Very dirty game. But, yeah. Yep, he said Rick Perry's a Christian. He's a follower of Jesus Christ. And Mitt Romney, excuse me, he's a good moral person, but he's not a Christian. And because he's not a Christian, then he shouldn't be considered a good candidate for a presidency. So,
I don't agree with that. Clearly I'm a Christian, and I don't even agree with that. I don't think one's, spiritual or religious stance has anything to do, with one's ability to do a job. Now, I can say that I prefer somebody who's spiritual. I prefer somebody who's following Jesus Christ, because at the end of the day, that's a roadmap. It's direction. It's instruction. But I'm not going to say just because you're not a Christian. You could be a Jew. You could be Buddhist. You worship a cabbage patch and might be able to still do a good job if you sell yourself. So I don't agree with that.
A cabbage patch. But let me just make it clear that Perry and his team did make sure that they clarified that they did not support what he said, and those were not their thoughts. That was the thought of the pastor. So, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what that meant? They just didn't want to say that they supported it, because Perry was the one, his team is the one that selected that guy to introduce him at that conference.
Yeah.
So they wanted him to say it so they could deny it.
Yeah, son, if you don't remember, I think, didn't Obama have a similar type of issue with his pastor and everyone linking
that's
him
the
to
right.
the things that his pastor
that's,
said? Yeah, so.
That's right, Mr.
Yeah.
Pastor Wright.
Mm-hmm. That was what? The year that he was campaigning for the presidency.
That's right. 2008.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give you this difference. Obama wasn't bringing Pastor Wright out to introduce him at different events and let him say it and then deny it. That's the difference.
That's right.
So, hey, I don't know. But, hey, in the Republican Party, that type of stuff sells more than it will in the Democratic Party.
Yeah, because they're very conservative, quote-unquote, very spiritual homes, quote-unquote. So we'll see. We'll see how it turns out. But Barry said he doesn't support it, and that was not his statement.
Very spiritual. They're very Christian. But they'll cut your throat in a minute. What kind of crap is that?
In a quick second.
And not to defend my Democrats all the time, because they're getting on Romney in a different way. They won't get on him. They won't out and out say something about him being Mormon. But what the Obama administration is doing, they're saying that Romney is weird. They'll say like that he's weird.
Not name calling. That's... call him weird. That's
hey,
not weird.
Before we go to break, Conrad Murray.
That trial is crazy, right?
He did not kill Michael Jackson.
Michael killed himself?
Yeah.
Who just laughed? Omer?
Do you know there were no fingerprints on any of that stuff in Michael's room, right?
So who wiped it all down? Michael didn't. He was dead.
He might have. He got up and said, Thriller.
Shut up.
Got up and said, beat it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Hey, we'll be right back after this, everybody. It's 10:40 inside the cipher.
Thriller night.
Radio Live, that was CeeLo Green with Fool for You. Yes. So what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? So we were talking about, was it Rick Perry and his pastor? Well, now, what were you talking about? This Hurts fired these people. Like,
oh, yeah. You guys, did you guys read about or hear about Hurts suspending, I think it was 34 Muslim drivers over some type of prayer dispute? The rental company Hertz claimed that they suspended. Well, the Muslim drivers claimed that they were suspended for praying during work hours, but then the company said that they were reprimanded for abusing break times. But everybody knows they have their set prayer times, and how is that abusing break times when you already know what their religion? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Because the thing is that Jewish people don't get. Well, that I've seen anyway. I've never seen them get punished for not coming to work. On the holidays.
Right. You know. So Muslims, they pray, what, five times a day, and they're at set times. You know this when they're hired. And, I mean, by law, you can't, like, they can't be reprimanded for that, right? Because I know that in some of my previous positions, we've had people that when it was time for them to pray, they would go to a separate part of the building, and they'd pray, and a few minutes later, they'd be back. Like, so that's just what it was. They didn't get in trouble for it. So I don't understand how they could suspend them for abusing break.
That's only if they did not communicate properly. If it was something that was that they made aware, it was a requirement, almost like a condition, like being handicapped. You have to let that be known, you know, upon employment. You know, so if that was something they were doing on their own, they didn't communicate, that's trouble. But outside of that, it's discrimination.
Yeah, but the thing
is...
I don't know.
I think that's treading a fine line.
Right. That's like saying, yeah, you have to say what your religion is when you come when you come to the house. I mean, when you come to work.
If you're looking for some special consideration, you have to say what your religion is. Christians don't have to come, you know, to pray three times a day.
Hold on now. But let me say this. There are Christians that do go to the church for morning prayer. Noon prayer.
And guess what? And they are Christians who've communicated with their job that they need that special privilege, and they get it.
or maybe right. not.
Well, I guess the question is whether they actually communicated that in the beginning, well, after they were hired, because, you know, if that was something that was, so I don't know. I just think that it's strange that 34 Muslim drivers, like, that's a lot of people to just.
Right. I could see if
you
it was one
go,
person.
Because you're praying too long on your break, you know, your break time. I don't like that.
Wait,
I don't think
know,
that doesn't sit well.
Because when a lot of businesses went away from, because I remember at one point, you know, you could pray at work in the open, but then, you know, it got to a point where if you wore a, I guess a religious shirt, they'd ask you to take it off. You know, you could go home and change it or something because you can't wear religious clothing to work, you know. environment you're in.
Right. Well, in Hertz defense, they said that there are people, you know, that prayed and they prayed within their, you know, a lot of time. They weren't suspended. But the people that were suspended, that they were suspended because their breaks were getting extended way beyond prayer time. So they were, like, taking advantage of it. So now it's like he say, she say, pointing the fingers, no, I didn't, yes, you did. So
right.
Who knows?
So it kind of goes to what T was saying. It's like you have to let the employer know, and it's also where they're abusing it. So like you said, it's he say,
right.
she say.
Right. So now the union, of course, is all involved because they said that during their bargaining, they said the employees would not be required to clock when they pray. So, yeah, it's pointing fingers, he say, she say.
Wow, that's
mm-hmm.
a bit much.
Yeah.
Hey, what I don't understand is why cigarette smokers get 2 15-minute breaks a day to smoke cigarettes.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
9 times out of 10, their manager or supervisor smokes too, and they understand.
Tell people I'm going on a smoke break. I don't smoke, but if he's taking a break, I'm going to take one too. I'll just walk around and talk to people, but I'm going to take a break. Or I take my break, I sit at my desk and do my nails. Or something like that. But if he takes a break, I'm taking a break too. I don't smoke, but you just shouldn't get extra time because you do.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, damn. You already have our insurance premium sky high.
Oh, wow.
Now you want to take extra breaks. That's not going to work.
You're going to take them too.
Pineapples.
Pineapples,
DD.
Pineapples.
I don't like it.
Pineapple.
No, I'll tell you what I don't like. I don't like all these sports with their little lockouts or whatever you call it, and I don't want to go back to work because you're not paying me enough money. They're not paying you enough money. How about I don't get paid enough money? You can pay me millions of dollars. I'll run my fat ass up and down the court and throw the ball around, whatever you want to.
Right.
What's going on with the
millions just to go work at Home Depot? Come on. I'm not going to waste
on
money on
what's
you.
What's going on with the NBA? What's going on with them? Terrence, Coop, somebody? What's going on with
the
NBA?
It's a little bit different than that. It's not the players saying they're not paying them enough money. It's the owners saying that the players are making too much money. Yeah, that's what they gave them. So it's not the players. The owners are locking them out, saying you can't come back to work until you all agree to take less of a cut of the pie. Like with the NFL, the NFL's was even worse. The NFL was. It wasn't that the owners weren't making money. The owners were making money. The owners were saying that, you know, we're making money right now. But the way things are going, in 4 years, we won't be making as much as we're making percentage-wise now. So we think we need to change things so we can make sure we're making as much. And it was like stupid. It's like, okay, so you're not saying that you're going to be going broke. You're just saying you're not going to be making as much money as you want to make.
Right. Okay, well, I don't make as much money as I want to make. And if I tell them I'm not happy with it, they just say, okay, well, there's a door. I mean, you can find another job.
Right.
You have options. Play another sport. How about that?
Exactly.
How about that?
Pick up another hobby.
You know?
Make money from this. I don't know. It is almost impossible these days. And I had no idea what
it was about
either. I had no idea what the lockout was about.
No,
I just thought I was tired of playing. You know, it's like, I don't want to play anymore. I mean,
well, they said no preseason, but I think like the first 2 weeks of the actual season has been put on hold. So
the preseason was canceled. But let me ask this question: how do they get paid in the first place? Don't they get paid because people are betting on them?
No, they get paid off of
and admissions and concession, and it's a myriad of different ways.
And endorsements and everything.
Right.
Not the gambling. The gambling, they can't get money off gambling.
But look, but the thing is this, that they took a childhood game and turned it into a moneymaker. I mean, the thing was going to end at some point. I mean, it's almost like, okay, it's time to do something else now. I mean,
no,
how,
it, no, it, it's
really,
not that. It's just.
No.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I said, why not?
No, it's not that it's time over. It's the NBA, NFL, all of them are still making billions of dollars a year. So it's not time that it's over. It's just it's billionaires saying we want more of the billions, and it's millionaires saying no, we want to keep on making millions.
Well, how about
that's
they
all it is? It's not,
both sides.
Yeah, because I think the NBA's ratings were up this last past season higher than they've been in like the last 6 years, and the NFL is like the number one sport in the world. The NFL teams make more money than even soccer teams.
Because men love
in Europe.
Football.
Yeah.
It's a childhood sport that you get paid for. That they are really good at their childhood sport.
Yeah.
Well, they need to get it together. Either way.
Right.
However you look at it. Figure it out. Make something
football
happen.
Football is number one in the United States. Soccer is number one in the world.
No, no, I didn't say it was number one in the world. Football is number one in the United States, but when it comes
right.
to making money, when it comes to making money, NFL teams, all NFL teams make a profit. A lot of those European soccer teams, as popular as they are, they don't make a profit. Or if they do, some of them make only like $2 million profit.
Okay, I hear you. I thought you said in the world. Okay, I got you. I want you cool.
All right. I still got to go to work, man.
Yes, take your tail to work. You don't get any sick time. Now, listen, what's going on with Wall Street and the riots and protests? What's going on there?
And they're going on all over the place, though.
Yeah.
It's not like on Wall Street, they were doing it down here in Charlotte. They were picketing.
Well, it started in New York on Wall Street where
mm-hmm.
a few hundred people actually are just standing up for the rights of the middle class. They said Wall Street is stripping the middle class and, you know, ultimately the little person altogether. So they've taken a stance on behalf of the little person. And it's grown from a few hundred to a few thousand. And it's expanded.
I know that
not just from New York, but it's all over, even here in Tampa.
Yeah, Philly, I know in Philly there was I think a riot broke out because of it also, so...
Wow.
Hey, you know how they had the Arab Spring over there in the Middle East? It's the American Spring now.
Oh wow!
that's what it is. It's people. You have the Democrats and Republicans fighting back and forth, like we were talking about earlier, and playing politics. And people are saying, "Look, I think one of their slogans is, we are the 99%, because 1% of the population has, I think, 70% of the wealth." And they're saying we are the 99%. We are the other part of the population that has nothing, and we want something done about it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it's about.
That might be something else we have to touch on next week also, because that's important. That's important info people need to know about.
Yes, it is. And we got 3 minutes left in the show, and thank y'all for rocking with us so far. Y'all know we are on 1 hour on Fridays. But...
Well, in the last 3 minutes, I just want to say to those people in California that are being affected by the crackdown on the disbursement of weed.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't. It's medical marijuana. It's medical marijuana. I'm getting kind of offended here.
Whatever you want to call it. So the feds are cracking down on it. So for those people who are legally obtaining marijuana, medical marijuana, I'm sorry if you're not going to be able to get it at the spot that you normally get it at, maybe shut down.
You,
do your research before you go out to buy it. You may have to find another supplier.
Wow. Riots, I'm telling you.
But you know, somebody was talking. I was watching something on the news the other day about that, and they were basically upset at Obama for allowing this. I'm kind of upset for him for allowing the Justice Department to do this, because the man was pointing out that marijuana is the drug that most of the drug cartels build themselves up off of. They build their investment money up off of marijuana so that they can go into the cocaine business. And the guy was saying, by you doing this, you're giving them their cash crop to build their industry up back.
Exactly.
And so it's like, do you really want to have
like that? Yeah, that's ego talking. You know what I'm saying? That's ego in action right there. But I just want to say, whatever y'all do, do it well. We're going to sign off. We got 2 minutes left in the show.
No doubt. Believe, achieve, and maximize the opportunity, everybody. Take us back Sunday.
Be blessed, man.
Be blessed.
Who?
Make it a we world, not a me world.
I know, that's right.
We need somebody to say we.
Oh, Lord.
Hello. Good morning. Let's go, let's go. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I see you watching. So let's go. Let's get it poppin'. Cause I be leaning on the board. That's a thing that is a song. 3 4, I'm giving my pride. 25 on the bank. I've been sliding on the air. 20 man, cause the business won't stop.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Yeah, like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth is.
Hello, good morning, how you doing? We're the movie. Welcome to the future, I'm the captain of the cool kid. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. King shoot fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta to sing, as cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money, feel free to bring with. She fine, wait and fly away at my convenience. You sing tip, chicken in a 5-star suite. Come on, with some 5-star freaks, get high all week.
Let's
catch me in the week, I was up the night with y'all sleep. And fast car, super fast, broad backseat. That's me, feeling nothing nice. Take a couple nights to the moon, say goodbye in the sun, greeting us like
hello. Good morning.
Let's go.